Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Interview Behind the Scenes. Guys, this is the weekend edition, and my name is Michelle Cornwell Jordan. I'm one of your hosts, and I have with me my co-host, Jamie White. Jamie, hi. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
You know, it's getting better. It's been one of those days, but it's getting better. So we're gonna leave it at that. perfect weather. I love the weather. It's been very cool and nice here, so that's made me very happy,
yeah.
Very, very happy. But
there you go.
Yeah, there's always something good. Guys, tonight we are Jamie and I actually are to chat. We're to chat with author Rain Stickland, and so far. Our author, Ms. Stickland, has not arrived yet, so we're just going to give her a little while. Right, it could be, you know, changing times. Things happen. So we're just going to give her, some time here. But how is everything going on your end?
I got a little writing in today.
Did you? Very, very
yes.
Cool. Okay. Now, I don't like how you said yes. No, did you guys hear that? It was like, she was looking at the side of her eye at me like, yes, like, you know, see, no, that scares me. I haven't read the chapters yet. Jamie, I beta read for Jamie, and Jamie sent some chapters. Only with the four words, love you, you know. No, when that happens, somebody died.
Well, when it came up, I'm like, because I'd sent her the chapters, and then we were chatting on the segment the other night, and I'm like, just seeing it, like, when you read those, remember, I like you.
Yeah, no. So I haven't read it. I always say that as my big relax, you know, the weekend, my little treat to myself is to read these chapters. I get to visit a little bit with my boyfriend Santiago, and somehow Jamie is messing up my flow. So I'm not sure if I am. I mean, normally I'm happy when you're writing, but I don't know. But
I'm
glad
you're
getting it.
Feel any better. I only got like about 1,000 words in, so I couldn't do a whole lot of damage.
Not a whole lot of damage in that little bit. Well, that's good. But no, I'm glad that,
yeah.
You know, Nano's working for you. Now, this is the sixth book, right?
No, this is, I'm still finishing off because you're reading the fifth one.
Okay.
Right now.
So, oh, so you're finishing the fifth book.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm finishing up the fifth one. I don't think there'll be a whole lot more yet, so I think I should, you know, finish that pretty shortly, and then I might try, you know, moving on to, you know, the sixth one. You know, I might, you know, so I might do a little rewriting or something like that. On it depends on how many words I actually get in, you know, in Nano with this fifth one, because I'm not seeing it as being like a whole lot of words.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
winging it right now, yeah.
Well, I think that's cool. I think that's cool that it did not seem like there was any type of interruption in your flow. You know what I mean? I mean, you just go from book to book to book, and that just shows you're having a really, really good time. And I love it when the writers are having a good time with their story because it comes through in the work. That is very good. I am just so curious on what's going to happen, though, when you do end the series, you know, how that's going to happen.
Oh, I have no idea even about that. I have absolutely zero clue.
You're not going to
there
yet.
If somebody has his way, there's a possible way I would be ending it, but no, I'm not going to do that.
Bad
and he's
CP.
Making, like, faces at me right now and, like, gestures.
Oh, no. Bad CP. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, this is, what is this, your fifth or sixth Nano?
Well, I think the, let's see, I did my first one in 2011. So, yeah.
Has it gotten any easier
for
you?
Yeah, so like six Nano. It depends, like, yeah, it's like, the first one was relatively easy just because I had that idea with the muse with Clarissa and go so many ways with that. It was like a biography of a muse. You know, so it was like talking about like her experiences with these different people. So it was kind of easy to be able to, I think today I'll put her in like ancient Greece or I think today she'll be like during the like golden age of movies or something, you know, it's like it was easy to just like throw those different things out there. You know,
right.
For some others it's been a little more difficult. Yeah, the first book in this new series I'm writing, that was fairly easy because I had it outlined. It was like the only thing I've ever outlined.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, it basically partway through that outline went away, so.
Oh, I remember when you were doing the outline.
Yeah.
It did seem like it was working for you for like a hot minute.
I didn't have to worry about it or think about what I was going to be writing that day. Yeah, it was just like, okay, I wrote this bit. Now I have to go to this one. You know, it was like, yeah, that was a lot easier.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, this one I'm kind of starting to wing it again a little bit more. So yeah, we'll see.
Are you guys doing? Are you doing the in person, but you know the
we did go
the
to
things in your city.
Yeah.
Are you all doing those?
Yeah, we did go to a write-in. A lot of the ones over here are like a little bit more north of us. A lot of the ones that are getting scheduled are a little bit more north of us. I don't know how many I'll be going to, but
right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, I'm also, as I chat, I am attempting to, you know, make sure that the author's not having any difficulties getting through. So we're hoping that Ms. Sticklin will be able to follow up with us soon. But I was just wondering about the Nano because, you know, for those that are new, it's just hard to describe the experience. I think the best one is your first one because you're just so excited and you're like, oh, my God, you're trying to figure out how to get that pacing.
Yeah. It can also be the scariest one.
Yes.
Because you've never done this before. You're trying to, it's your first time of signing up for something to write a 50K novel in 1 month, and it's a little bit like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into?
I know. And then you've told, like me, you tell the world, because we give updates on in our social media, and they encourage you to do that with Nano. So you're just like literally throwing yourself out there, which is good. It makes you write, but I don't know. Anyway, but I didn't think you would have a problem this year because you're in the flow. You're in that world with Courtney them, so
yeah.
You're good. But
so I'm
any...
also editing some stuff this month too, so that's making it a little interesting.
Oh, okay. That's right. Are you still with Fiverr, correct?
Yeah, I had a couple of people, message us on their own, email.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of people that knew somebody that, we'd done something for before, and they, messaged us about it.
Right.
So most of these enjoying are off Fiverr right now.
They're on Fiverr? Is that what you said?
Off Fiverr.
Oh, they're off. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So, oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I've just sent a message to the author. We're going to just chat and see what happens. But I've always admired you being able to do that as far as editing. That is the one part of writing that is a challenge for me.
Yeah.
Which is the most needed part is the editing process.
Right.
But
it gets crazy. It's like actually this one I'm working on now. This is the second time I've actually written this book.
Really?
But for part of it, I had a good chunk of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to rewrite.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And you do it longhand, right?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Mostly I write on the computer, but I have written a little more by hand lately, but mostly on the computer.
That's scary to me.
So I actually did that. I think I did that for the fourth book too. I ended up rewriting it.
The whole thing, the entire thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I blame CP for it. Yeah, because he's very, particular
mm-hmm.
with his stuff like that. He'll sit there and he'll, be really, really particular when he's writing. He'll have notebooks, filled with, crossed out pages and
wow.
Things like that as he's writing it, and he'll be like, oh, I'm just going to get rid of this part, and rewrite this. And, so he's, very picky and very particular. And
mm-hmm.
so I blame him that it's, rubbed off on me.
I think that's
and now
incredible.
He's making some more smart gestures at me, so whatever.
He's over in the corner.
As one of my friends says, he can go away.
Well, I don't know how you're just handling it all. I mean, with the different outside projects, with Nano, with just... everything, like my blog. Oh my gosh, I have really gotten to get back to that.
Oh my God, yeah, I have not. The only thing I put on my blog anymore is if I have authors that are doing cover reveals.
Yeah,
or things like that, and they're sending me stuff, then I'll copy and paste.
I
haven't really written an actual blog post in a while. I keep
and
getting
I do
all these
miss
of, like,
it.
Things I want to write about, but yeah.
Right. See, the thing is, I say it all on Facebook. I say it everything is on Facebook, or now
mm-hmm.
sometimes Instagram or wherever.
Yeah.
And so just the thought of going, and re-saying it all, is just a daunting. But I do need to get back to it because I've actually had followers ask me that follow my blog that I know, maybe in real life. And they're like, what happened? Why are you? And I've had that question two or three times since the summer, and I feel really bad, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. And then I think I did one blog post like last week or something, and I had someone contact me. It was like, oh wow, it was nice to see it. And so that made me feel bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, oh gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me feel good,
yeah.
but feel kind of bad. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm really rethinking. I don't know, revamping it. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm at a crossroads where things need to be shaken up a little bit, just across the board.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. I'm scared when I start thinking like that. I start doing stuff that doesn't need to be done.
That can happen too, yes.
Do you think you'll get back to it, you know, on a steady pace?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I've got, like, all these, like, shows that I've been watching and, you know, CP's got me into and, like, you know, different things that I'd like to, you know, write stuff about. I just haven't gotten around to it.
I know. I'm
like,
oh God.
I've heard a few new songs from, like, different people, and I was going to do something about those, and then I still have not done it. So it's like I've just been like either like reading maybe or like writing or
and
know,
I am
taking care of other things and yes, it's like I would like to get back to that.
Yeah.
Just,
it felt good actually, you know. It felt like an earlier time,
yeah.
like when I felt you know first came out in 2011. So it did feel good, you know.
Yeah.
But and like you was talking about reading, there's a lot of things that in the last year or two that just kind of was put on hold. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I started getting involved in so many different things on Facebook and different groups and different projects and different whatever. But I think that's where my crossroads are now. I think I'm going back to the basics. You know, I think it is time to, you know, for me a little bit to backtrack, you know. And I always
mm-hmm.
get like this when it's nano time and I want to go into my writing cave and hibernate
yeah.
or whatever. But I do. I always
right.
start thinking like
well,
this.
Well, that's the month that we have permission for that.
That yes, we got permission to just hibernate and shut everything out. But I'm thinking about getting, you know, back into my – I had put my TBR on hold, you know, as far as reading reviews. I mean, I've been doing beta here and there, but – you know, I've been sent some couple books. I think I'm going to go ahead and just open that up again and just start reading and eventually get back to my blog and just go back to more the base of where I started. And I think that is what I meant when I said, shake it up, just go back a little bit. And, you know, we'll see. And good gosh, let's not even talk about the newsletter. So, I don't even know where it is.
Yeah, I do my newsletter. Yeah. Every month, but it's gotten later and later.
You're like, just later and later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it was with me, until it just slips out of the month. You know, the month just passed.
Yeah.
I understand. Oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
Exactly. You're like, oh, my gosh. You know, all of a sudden, it's like, where did the month go? Crap, I haven't done the newsletter yet.
Definitely. But, you know, I think it all in wave. And I think it's just so funny how the writing community, it almost seems as if we adjust ourselves to almost the same schedule without even thinking it. We tend to do the same. Have you noticed that? We all kind of go through waves. It seems, and maybe it's not, but it's like a wave. But I don't know. Like again, I think it's nano brain, and of course we're all on the same schedule with nano.
So, that nano brain is a real thing. It really does.
Right. But I don't know. It's good. Things are good. It looks like our Miss Rain is just not gonna get here, so I guess we can chat for a few more minutes just in case, because I always hate guys to just. You know, they're like, I'm almost there, you know, there, and we not be able to. Now, Jamie and I also have a new a new segment, and where we, you know, randomly, and I've had so many people contact and send, you know, information in that want to be on the roster as far as going inside the writer's mind. They really, we've had some really good feedback about that. People, Jamie, I've heard good things. They like it. It was fun. Yeah. They like it. It was entertaining. I know, you know, because, and what it is, everyone that's listening, if you weren't, if you did not hear the last segment, basically Thursday or Friday evenings, whenever we have a segment, we could just randomly call one of the authors that are on the roster. They won't know they're being called. They have no idea why they're called, what questions are going to be asked, but we're going to go inside their mind and randomly pick through it. And it's just fun. It's funny because these guys, you know, they're on the spot and they're like, and it was just a blast. Now, the only reason we're not doing it this evening is because, of course, we're leaving this time for our author, but it can come any time, right, Jamie? You know, one Friday we may just say we're going to be going inside the writer's mind.
You won't know when. You won't know where. But we can come.
That's it. But we're coming. You know.
See, that's what I'm talking about with the writer mind right now. I went into somewhere kind of dark with that.
She went dark. See, that's what I'm saying.
Has gotten a little dark, you know, since the past couple books there. So it's like,
Muses. You were just like, oh, you know, yours was positive just very inspiring and very, you know, and she is. No, don't get me wrong. I'm just joking with Jamie. She does have a series that I know that you're still working with your muses, but I joke with her because, you know, when I met her, that was mainly, you know, that, you know, goodness and light, and now? But no, I
like
think
I said,
what has happened.
For that a little bit. You think telenovelas a little bit for that.
Well, I think you've really found your. I think you found your niche. I always said that you.
Thank you.
You were good. You were awesome with that suspense and that type of writing. And I think what has happened is you just literally came into your own, you know. And I think that's awesome. And I don't see anything wrong with that, you know. So I say yay, you know.
For now, you don't.
Jamie! Stop! Oh, my gosh. You know what, guys? You know what? That did it. We got a few minutes. I am pulling up the chapter right now. That's right. I'm going to see.
Oh, crap.
We're going to see. I'm going to see if I can read a little bit right now because I think Miss Jamie,
I don't know
what she's done, but we're, yes. So you can't tell what we're going to do on this radio show anymore. I'm going into my email right now, guys.
That is the fun of it. So right now we're like random and we're having fun.
Yes, she says this as she doesn't want me to go into. I'm going into the email. Let me see what's going on. Now I'm not going to be able to read, in depth. I'm going to go back through, but I'm going to see.
No.
She knows I don't mind. I don't mind spoilers. I'm listening to you. So I'm wanting to know while I'm looking, what caused you, what was your thought process when you were writing this particular?
What I just did?
I haven't gotten to it yet. Yeah, but what was it?
What was my thought process on what I just did?
Yes.
Basically, it was, I don't know. I mean, it just kind of came out, and then I was thinking – and then it kind of came to my mind after it was starting to come out. I'm like, well, like when we speak of Nano again, you know, the pre-planning thing our municipal liaison does, she's the one that you know, coordinates all the write-ins and things like that. She did some planning events for the, you know, month started. And she did it in, like, three acts, like, talking about, like, story arcs and character arcs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the one we went to, she was talking about how, is there a way to solve this problem very easily? Eliminate it. And then she's like, is there a way that you can make things worse? Do it. And that just kind of like,
just do it.
That just, yeah, it just like started coming out. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe that like got into my head subconsciously. Like, make it worse. Make it harder. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Same. I'm looking now. I'm trying to see. Because you sent, I'm seeing 25, but I'm glancing.
I sent three chapters. I sent,
I see 26.
I believe it was, yeah, 26, 27, and 28.
Okay. I'm only seeing 26. I haven't seen anything. And that's a shame, since we're on live radio, I wanted to give...
The last one you saw, I think that's like the first chapter that I just sent you, because I think the last one was 25.
Okay, right. So I've got 26, but I don't show the other two.
Hmm.
Well, fooey, wanted to see...
Well, that's one email, and then I sent you two and another one like right under it. So, like, as you're scrolling down Gmail, you'll see another email that has the other two chapters in it.
All right. Let's wait, everybody. Bear with me. I'm finding this. Okay. So, we need to blame your writing instructor.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying? I haven't got there yet.
I'm sure she'll have no problem with that blame.
No, I'm just joking. But, you know, that's similar to what the authors were saying when we were going into their mind, that sometimes people need to be eliminated, even main characters, to make things move forward, you know?
Yeah.
And when they said...
Yeah.
Jamie?
You just went very quiet all of a sudden. I'm very terrified right now. You just, like, went dead silent, like, mid-sentence, and I'm kind of, like, terrified right now.
Because C went to the ground, and I'm just trying to make sure she got up. I know this is unorthodox, all the listeners, but it's just real. We're real here, because my frustration is going to be real if I don't get to it.
Just be careful now. Just be careful with what you say.
Yeah. What? 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 Jamie, what's your middle name? What? What? Jamie! Oh, my goodness. What?
I'm assuming she saw the end of...
Yes,
but
I did!
Chapter 27. And I'm now in trouble.
But no, I didn't see anybody die, but they're disappeared. Did someone die? Because I'm skimming, but I saw the disappearance. Somebody die?
Huh?
Did someone die?
I'm not saying a word.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, it is 8:30, so.
And now Michelle's going to skim a little more, and we'll probably be finding a few little love notes in a few minutes on Facebook.
Oh,
guys,
my
if I don't
goodness.
Get to talk to you all again, I love you all.
She's saying that very quickly. Oh, my gosh. Because, see, what it is, everyone that's listening, I beta read. Beta read is usually like a first-time
yeah.
reader or whatnot. And to see how it flows. I've fallen in love with her series. And so she just sent me three chapters that I hadn't read yet and really hadn't read fully, but I was skimming just now because I said, why not? It's live radio. Let's do it now. And I think Jamie just killed one of my favorite characters, or at least they've disappeared. So I'm a little bit heartbroken right now.
And
oh,
yes,
my
I will
goodness.
Be getting a little love notes in a few minutes. I will be like hearing my little Facebook thing going ding, ding, ding.
Jamie, you'll be hearing Jamie. All right, well. So, for those that are listening, I am so sorry that author Rain Stickland was not able to join us. I'm sure there's something unavoidable has come up. We're looking to reschedule her for a later date, so please look for that. But thank you so much for just hanging out with us, because as you realize now, the show can be random at
yes,
any moment.
Can. And it can be fun.
It can be fun
for certain people that are about to get in a lot of trouble, apparently.
Lots of trouble. So we need to wrap this up really quick.
Well,
but anyway, Jamie, how can everyone touch base with you? Thank you for hanging out with me today and just having so
no
much
problem.
Fun. But how can everyone, touch base with you?
I have everything linked on my website, jamielwhite.com, JamieLwhite.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys.
That, mm-hmm. Like that,
well,
that tone that she had in that mm-hmm after I said
mm-hmm.
that, I'm like, okay.
Just not even saying anything. I cannot even believe she touched S. Not even in thought, in theory, I can't believe it. I am just so distraught. But I will be okay. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to figure out where all of this is going. And, so until then, guys, we're hoping. Thank you so much for
bye,
hanging
guys.
Out with our randomness. Thanks for hanging out with our randomness. And we just hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Why? We always say it because you deserve it. And guys, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jamie!